You are watching Cable 10, Aurora, Illinois Community Access Channel.
Here's your host, Wayne Campbell.
Party! Party harder! It's Friday, it's 10:30, it's time to party. I'm your excellent host, Wayne Campbell. With me, as always, is Garth.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth. Okay, before we bring out our first guest, Garth, what'd you get for Christmas?
I got a Game Boy.
Excellent. What else?
A Batman poster of Kim Basinger. What a babe!
Yeah. No guff.
Oh, yeah, and you bought me the Nintendo Power Glove. Thanks, Wayne.
Hey, it's my pleasure. You're a bud. Swing!
Swing! So what'd you get, Wayne?
I got $50 and a pair of jeans.
Excellent.
Yeah, except the jeans they got me were flares.
Flares? No way.
Way? They're heinous.
Indeed.
Okay. Let's move on to our new feature, okay? It's called Viewer Mail. Viewer Mail! Viewer Mail! Party time! That's a thing! Okay. All right, we get letters, right? And from time to time, we respond. All right, and this letter is from Kurt J.M. Austin from here in Aurora. And he writes, Dear Wayne, what does Garth think about when Wayne is talking? Gee, I really don't know. I wish I was Wayne. I wish I was Wayne. I wish I wasn't such a tool.
Oh, very funny, Wayne. You gimp.
Good comeback, sphincter boy. Extreme close-up! Wah!
Wah!
Wah! Okay,
all right. Excellent. Good close-up.
Okay, let's bring out our first guest. You all know him. He's the driver's ed teacher at Aurora High. Please welcome. You know him. Please welcome Mr. Hempel. Wayne's World! Wayne's World! Party time! That's it! Welcome to Wayne's World, Mr. Hempel.
Thanks, Wayne.
You know Garth, of course.
Hi, Mr. Hempel.
Hello, Garth. How's the parallel parking coming?
Good, good.
Right to go right. Left, go left.
Excellent.
You know, Mr. Hempel, having you on the show is kind of like, you know, having a king on the show. So, welcome, Your Highness.
Pardon me?
I said, welcome, Your Highness. Okay, all right. Okay.
Excellent.
Okay, Mr. Hempel, in your opinion, what's the most important thing a young guy should know when he's just starting out driving? What should he know?
Well, he should know that driving is a privilege and not a right. A car is really just a means of getting from A to B, not a sort of phallic symbol. It's power under control. And in the wrong hands, a car is a lethal weapon capable of horrendous damage. In many ways, a car is a pulverizing death monster with a glass and steel persona. A vicious, unforgiving beast whose lust for blood is matched only by its love of carnage. A killing machine worthy of its nickname, the Widowmaker.
Bonus. Anything else?
Just this. Don't believe in turning signals. Just assume that all the other drivers on the road are liars.
Okay, thanks.
Cheats. So, two-faced bastards. Caught up in a web of lies so tangled that they'd rather hand over their mothers to the Gestapo than tell the truth. A sea of liars. So untrustworthy, they should be slaughtered like so much human cattle.
Bonus. Well, it's nice to know you're operating the second brake. Okay, get a load. All right, okay, 2 days ago, Garth and I got caught bringing a can of pop into the driver's ed classroom, even though there's a big humongoid sign saying you're not supposed to, right? So to make it up to Mr. Hempel, and to ensure that he doesn't kill us in our sleep, we're going to do a public service announcement about drinking and driving. Okay, Mr. Hempel, you got to stay here.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent.
Public service announcement. Public service announcement. Party time. Excellent.
Excellent.
Okay. Don't Drink and Drive by Wayne and Garth. Okay. Oh, wow. Great party. I'm going to go home now.
No. Hey, man. You're drunk. I'm calling a cab.
I'm not drunk. I can drive. I don't need a cab. Cabs are for sissies.
Shut up. You're drunk. Shut up. Just shut up.
shut up.
Okay.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Ka-chunk. Heck, heck. Hey, let's see what this baby's made of. Oh, no! I'm going out of control! I'm gonna hit that railway abutment!
Because of drinking and driving. Loving an elevator.
So, Mr. Hempel, what'd you think?
I think it's a shame.
A shame?
Yes, it's a shame that the drunk driver didn't suffer a little before he died.
Thank you, Your Highness. Okay. That's all the time we have for this week. Until then, party on, Garth.
Party on, Wiz.
Wiz World! Wiz World! Party time!
in the flame.
For always, and you
I need to tell you this. There's no other love like your love. And I, as long as I live, I'll give you all the joy my heart and soul can give. Let me hold you. I need to have you near me. And I feel with you in my arms. This love will last forever.
Drink some vodka drink, you drink some
So long, Frank Lloyd Wright. I can't believe your song is gone so soon. I barely learned the tune so soon. So soon, I'll remember Frank Lloyd Wright. All of the nights we'd harmonize till dawn. I never laughed so long, so long. So long. Architects may come and architects may go and never change your point of view. When I run dry, I stop a while and think of you.
Making his way to the ring. Can you imagine what he's got to, what he's got to go in? Oh, wait a
minute! He's here! He's here!
Goldberg. Whoa. Who's next for Goldberg? He's looking around.
Puncture. That was Coach. It was KO. Danny Young, our trainer, unconscious in the training room. I saw Coach look like that last night in a bar.
You know,
well, he recovered from that.
I think Demon.
Oh, my favorite fan.
I think Demon had this plan all along. What he did to Vampiro, what he did to the Great Muta, but he paid for it now.
Now, who's Nash gonna wrestle or fight or whatever? He said the only way he'd come out here and wrestle is if it was for a world title shot against Booker T. Scott Hudson.
That's right. It was supposed to be Scott Steiner. That was the rule. Kevin Nash's shot at Fall Brawl was going to be on the line because of what went down at New Blood Rising. That was going to be the match. Nash and Steiner one more time.
Well, but
Nash laid down the law.
The fact is, Vince Russo has been like a nut tonight. And Nash did win last night. Nash does deserve to go to Fall Brawl. By the way, the encore presentation of last night's event available beginning tomorrow night and all week. Make that appropriate phone call or order via the remote.
I can't wait to hear this. shocking turn of events in Vancouver last night involving this man and Goldberg and Scott Steiner.
Guys, Goldberg is still here somewhere.
Scott, he's behind you.
I think we would have felt the ground earth move.
Canada! Big Sexy's in the...
Hey, yo.
You know, I can't help but see a lot of Scott Hall signs out here.
Boy, he's whipping him into a frenzy here now. Listen to him.
What are they chanting, Tony?
We want Scott.
It ain't you. Nobody wants Scott Hall more than myself. But you see, WCW has decided he's just too dangerous for live TV. You know, everywhere I go, people always say, what the hell's Scott doing? What's Scott up to? Well, since I can't bring the real thing out here, I thought I'd conduct a little interview with Scott myself.
What? What does he mean by that? Oh, look at this.
This is tremendous.
He shrunk.
That cutout's more over than most of the guys in wrestling.
Scott, you got anything you'd like to say?
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
You know, Scott, I know you haven't been around a while, but, partner, that NWO thing died a little while ago for the third time, and I don't think it'd be fair if we didn't have a little survey.
They couldn't have known Nash was going to say
this.
How
many people want to see Scott Hall back?
You know I do.
It's unanimous.
And how many people want to see the people that are holding Scott Hall back from not coming on this television show to kiss my ass?
Survey says one for the good guys. I stepped on his line.
Live TV, isn't it beautiful?
It was.
It is.
Nothing like it.
All right, Booker, I'm done. Let's do this.
Booker? That's what he said earlier. He said the only way I'm coming to the ring is that Booker T comes out and gets a part of me.
Now, wait a minute, Booker T.
He's already had a title defense, Scott.
Against Jeff Jarrett, he came out on top. He had a grueling defense last night. Another one tonight. And Kevin Nash... James to ask the world champion to come out and defend that title for a third time in 24 hours?
Hey, he's a fighting champion. Yes. Let him fight one more time.
He is, you're right, a fighting champion. But I look at the eyes of Kevin Nash. Can the man go? He doesn't have his wrestling. He didn't expect this, obviously. He doesn't have his tights on. He's coming to the ring, though. Oh, hold him up. Hold it. It's Scott Steiner.
Steiner!
Oh, with a lead pipe between the shoulder blades. And now he hammered Booker, and now he nailed Kevin Nash.
You knew Scott Steiner was going to get Nash one way or the other.
This was the match that was booked with Steiner and Nash. Nash wanted no part of it. He just got it handed to him.
The most dangerous man on any planet, in any country.
Steiner. Hey, Steiner!
Oh, God.
I got your attention now. Huh? You know, I always tell the kids.
He's got a deja.
The fact is, any bitch that's been with you ain't no damn lady.
Wait a minute.
Deja.
Oh, my God.
No!
He's putting Medeja. No, don't. He put Medeja up for a jackhammer. Steiner goes in the back area. Booker has been wiped out. So is Kevin Nash. Steiner. Oh, my God.
Oh, Medeja got jackhammered through that table.
Goldberg! You son of a bitch! You're mine! Goldberg!
Thank you. at night. I can't get you out of my mind. All I can hear is my heartbeat and the voice in the dark of some kind. Where are you now? The fears are coming back to me once again.
To the Daily White House press briefing with Press Secretary Sean Spicer.
All right, everyone, be seated. Sit down. All right. First of all, I'd just like to announce that I'm calling you sons of... I'm not going to do that, because that's the old Spicy, and this is the new Spicy. And I have been told that I'm also to cut back on the gum chewing, so I am now limiting myself to one slice a day. So I'm going to enjoy my one and only, and you can just sit and watch. I'll get back to you later. Now, I'd like to begin with the president's schedule. 3 p.m., President Trump is going to meet with the leader from Central Asia, President... Oh, boy. Osmar Beck Atamad Yemedbey. Okay, to discuss the unrest in Kazakhstan. Specifically in... So write that. And they will be joined by his wife. I'm just gonna pass on that one. You know what? Let's just call her Connie. Right? Okay, did that. Now I'm gonna open it up for questions, and I'm gonna probably freak if you start asking stupid ones. Speaking of freaks and stupid ones, Glenn Thrush, New York Times. Stupid hat, go!
Look, I just wanted to know what the president intends to do now that the appeals court denied your request to stop the travel ban.
You're testing me, big guy. Look, it's simple. If the appeals court won't do what's right, President Trump will see them in court, specifically the people's court.
That isn't real.
That isn't real. I'm Glenn, and I'm not really...
It is real, Glenn. It says that right before East case, Glenn. It says the cases are real. The rulings are final. Don't F with me, Glenn. Next question. It's Turkey.
The president has said there should be a test to see if immigrants truly love America. What would that test even be?
It's easy. It's extreme vetting. Extreme vetting.
But what does that mean, extreme vetting?
What does it mean? It means it's extreme. Okay, you know what? Spicy's gonna explain it so you dumb babies can understand it. So I guess I can't use my big words. I'm gonna have to use my dollies. All right, you ready for dollies? You can understand what's going on? Here's how it's gonna go down. You've got your TSA agent right here, okay? And first you got Barbie coming in. Nice American girl, back from a dream vacation. We know she's okay because she's blonde. So she gets in. Easy, we understand that. Perfect. Now who's up next? Uh-oh, it's Moana. Whoa, slow your roll, honey. And then we're gonna pat her down, and then we're gonna read her emails, and if we don't like the answers, which we won't, boom, Guantanamo Bay. All right, let's go. Next question.
Yes. Yes, earlier this week you said there was a terrorist attack in Atlanta.
Yeah, I said that wrong when I said it, and then you wrote it, which makes you wrong. Because when I say something wrong, you guys should know what it is I'm meaning. Wrong or right, you're wrong. And that's why you're here. Obviously, I meant Orlanta.
Orlando.
Okay, you know what? Okay? Look, the problem is all these terrorist instances and incidents that you're not reporting on. Okay, I have a whole list here of acts that you guys never even write about. Never covered them once. Let's read from the list. Okay, the Bowling Green Massacre. Okay, not the Kellyanne one, the real one. Okay, the horror at Six Flags. The slaughter at Fraggle Rock. The night they drove old Dixie down. Okay? And then there are some light terrorists. journalism this week when Nordstrom's decided to stop selling Ivanka Trump's line of clothing and accessories. Okay, and that's Nordstrom's loss. Because these are high, high quality products. In fact, I'm wearing one of her bangles right now. It's beautiful, it's shimmery, it's elegant, and at $39.99, it is unbelievably affordable. Okay? And don't even get me started on her shoes. Because these babies are a real head turner. Okay, now we have a brand new attorney general, and everyone is very excited about him, and he's gonna answer some questions as well as, here we go, yeah, Jeff Sessions!
Thank you so much, thank you, Mrs. Sponsor. Thank you so much. I do want to say I appreciate the fierce debate surrounding my nomination. Elizabeth Warren came at me like a porcupine. But then my friend Mitch McConnell swooped in like an alligator, bite a head off. Whole thing felt like a nature special. So we all know there are two kinds of crime, regular and black.
Okay. All right, that's good, that's good. All right, case made. Secretary Sessions. Now, as you know, we do need someone who's going to bring back law and order, because places like Chicago, the murder rate is over 80%. 80% of the people in Chicago have been murdered and are dead. And that's on you. You did that.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I'm looking at the real numbers here, and they directly contradict everything that you did.
Yeah, just mentally, though. Are you okay?
Are you kidding me?
Are you okay?
Tambourine man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I am branded on my feet. I have no one to meet, and the ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped, my hands can't feel to grip, my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere, I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dance and spill my way, I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Though you might hear laughing, spinning, swinging madly across the sun, it's not aimed at anyone, it's just escaping on the run. And but for the sky, there are no fences facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping reels of rhyme to your tambourine in time, it's just a ragged clown behind. I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a shadow you're seeing that he's chasing. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Disappearing through the smoke rings of my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following.